The U.S. government appears poised to announce next year the most sweeping changes in decades to how it handles marijuana. Hmm. Now, this is a big deal. Evidence suggests that Joe Biden's administration, responding to a policy that the president announced last year, is working to move marijuana to a Schedule 3 of the Controlled Substance Act drug, a change from its current listing on the Schedule 1. So Schedule 3 in this case would make it less of a problem for people. Now, naturally.
Decriminalizing, yeah. As it were.
Now, naturally, we go to Monty as the expert here.
Yeah,
okay, but that always is what happens. So instead, we go to Jerry J-Man.
Okay.
Joiner. The host of Weed and Whiskey, a TV show and a podcast.
How about that?
See what he thinks about all this.
So does it sound like this might be the first step towards full legalization if the president actually loosens restrictions on marijuana? What do you think?
You know, I don't know if the ability to do what Biden's trying to do is going to help the situation any at all. It's sort of like his pardons with people. He's going to pardon all these people. Just a few amount of people got pardoned. The best thing that will happen from this is the Section 208E of the tax bill, which allows legal cannabis companies to deduct their business expenses now, which will change their profitability, which will help things. In my opinion, the biggest problem we have is still the black market. By not legalizing cannabis, we're continuing to allow that market to flourish because so many people, 70% of Americans, want to use cannabis now, according to a recent Gallup survey. So just like prohibition with alcohol, when we allowed alcohol to be legal, nobody bootlegged anymore, right? You can't go buy bootleg booze anymore. It's readily available at stores. They need to do this and make it legal. And I think it's just a political play to try to get votes, and they won't really change anything at all.
You know, it's interesting. I know in California that they voted to legalize recreational marijuana, and California being California ended up taxing it so much that everybody just grew their own anyway because they said, we're not going to buy it, and so they haven't made any money on it.
It is more affordable for someone that wants to buy cannabis to go and get it on the street than it is to go to a dispensary. And in today's time, people are watching their budgets. Now, we're talking about regulated marijuana. There's unregulated marijuana products that are being sold all over America right now.
What's the difference between regulated and unregulated? I mean, it's the same stuff, isn't it?
That's it. It's the same stuff. Those Buck-A-Buzz 10-milligram gummies that are available at hundreds of convenience stores now for $5 are the same exact gummy that's in a dispensary-type store for $25. Same exact ingredients. But because those regulated products, there's taxes and fees of being in that business, makes it where they've got to charge so much more. So now we're getting into what I mentioned, the unregulated. Due to the 2018 Farm Bill, hemp products, as long as they were less than 0.3% THC, were legal in 50 states, although Idaho has said, no, we don't want that in our state. Now, I'm talking about the Delta 9.
Mm-hmm.
Delta 8, which is where they spray a chemical on the pot, right? States are starting to outlaw that. There's only 45 states. So for a consumer, do you want to pay $25 or $5 for the same product?
I guess the financial aspect of this is becoming more and more interesting as time goes on, because I know that there are cannabis companies out there that are publicly traded on the stock market. And once this gets a federal approval, any step towards that is probably going to drive the stock upwards.
You would think and hope that it would. So many of those companies are so leveraged with debt that it's going to be hard for them, but it'll filter out the bad players. But I had David Charles from Hello Mood on my show the other day. His company will do $100 million selling in the unregulated, which is 100% legal, online. Forbes did an article, said they're going to do $100 million in sales, and he's profitable, employing lots of people. So the regulated marijuana people are now fighting with the unregulated marijuana people.
Interesting. Jerry J-Man Joiner, outspoken advocate for the marijuana industry and host of a TV show and podcast called Weed and Whiskey. Happy New Year to you, J-Man.
You too. Talk to you next year.